This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as if you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We want to welcome on board number 135 today, K280GL 103.9 FM, Paradise, California. Again, K280GL 103.9 FM, Paradise, California. We appreciate your trust. You are number 135, and we appreciate your trust so much that we're going to give you not our opinion. We're always going to hold to the Word of God, and we're always going to hold to the Constitution to bring about the result that the American people declare that they want. How does that sound? All right. Woo-hoo! Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can book us a three-month window. We're going to be in Michigan, it looks like, right now. We got some confirmations there. We're going to be in Ohio as well. Then we're going to be back over in Tennessee. We'll see about Georgia right now and maybe some others in between. That is next month. So we would be looking at the next month and the next month and the next month. California looks like summertime right now, possibly Colorado. So we'll see what transpires here. But if you'd like to book us, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 if you want to book us. Now, if you also want to jump over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you're watching this on one of the social media platforms, you can go ahead and see the page, which is right here, and I'm scrolling it for you. But if not, and you're just getting the audio, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there every single day, combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also, if you look at the right side going back up, if you look right here, this shows us exactly what's going on, and you can watch this at any given time. Go ahead and click onto this, and you can watch this on a social media platform, which would be none other than sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on Top Chat. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front page, as you can see right here, up on the top left, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can do the same exact thing over there as well, friends. That's all you have to do is click onto the social media platform, go to the right side of the page, join us on Top Chat. Now, if you're in one of the 135 cities listening to us right now, or one of the 53 countries that we are broadcasting abroad into, and you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Let's say in unison to those that listen to us every day, because we know that the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Okay, Article 4, Section 4, check out the Mosaic Institution, look up William Blackstone, Charles D. Montesquieu, and or John Locke, and you'll understand a little as to where you came from so you can understand as to where you're going. Now, folks, what I want to do, again, I want to show you some visuals here. If not, I'm going to give you the audio as well, but I want you to check this out. So I'm going to be getting to some topics here that are pretty vital. And one of them is going to be on Bill Gates in a video that just surfaced concerning his past. We'll be getting to that in just a moment, as well as Joe Biden wouldn't be if the American people had in 1988 actually prosecuted him for his crimes against we the people back then, which only shows you once again, friends, prevention is better than cure. If we'd have dealt with him, our parents would have dealt with him back in 1988, we wouldn't have to deal with this little treasonous communist pedophile right now. Now, would we? No, we wouldn't. We'll be getting to that as well. What I want you to see is this. When I was doing my homework before we got up on the show here, I pulled up a quote by Bill Gates. And I'm going to give you that quote in just a moment. And what I noticed right away was Reuters, Snopes, other mainstream media propagandists were doing their best to cover for what Bill Gates, in fact, did say. As you can see, for those that can see, I'm going to read this for you as to those that can hear. A fact check came from Reuters that said, no evidence Bill Gates said at least 3 billion people need to die. Wait a second. In essence, it's exactly what Bill Gates said. In essence, it's exactly what Bill Gates said. And I'm going to play that audio and I'm going to play that video for you in just a moment. I wanted to show you how these propagandists want you to question the truth. It's kind of like when Satan came to Eve and said, hath God said? See, through deconstructionism, what they want to do is question your credibility. And the way that they question your credibility is they just ask the question, really, did he really say that? Yes, in this particular case, he really did say that. In the case with Eve as well, yes, he really did say that. But here comes Satan to question the truth of the matter and the credibility of the person saying it. So here you have Reuters saying, fact check, no evidence Bill Gates said at least 3 billion people need to die. Okay? Then I went to another one, AAP, another fact check social media platform that the mainstream media facilitates to get you to question the credibility of those that are telling you the truth. Which, by the way, those that are telling you the truth, I would say question all day long. The fact of the matter is, truth demands a response, and that's the only thing that we can give here. We can do no other. But again, as you're looking at this, and as I'm about to read this one, false Bill Gates depopulate with vaccines. News, a conspiracy theory classic. And they want you to go no further than what they just said. Now, let me show you the quote from Bill Gates. It's right here. It says, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. If we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Now, did he say it? Oh, he said exactly that. But what is the mainstream media doing? Giving cover for conspirators. Is that not good enough for you? Well, listen to Billy Bob say it himself. Listen carefully.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Whoa!
But there we see an increase.
Go ahead and replay that again, please, quickly. What did Billy say?
About population. Yeah. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people.
Yeah.
That's headed up to about 9 billion.
There's a 3 billion person difference there, friends.
On new vaccines,
new
health
vaccines,
care, reproductive health services.
Planned Parenthood.
We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Whoa! But the mainstream media told you that we were lying. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you, friends, that fact checkers, the mainstream media, again, being busted wide open for attempting to cover for conspirators. They have a long history of it, friends. It's like these agencies that have been created that we believe, or at least we're told, that are the good guys, that are there actually protecting the big guys against the little guys, not the other way around. You know, it's pretty crazy how this works, friends, but as you can see and as you can hear, friends, fact check, no evidence Bill Gates said at least 3 billion people need to die. In essence, it's exactly what Bill Gates said, okay? 3 plus 6 is 9. Just for the record, I'll prove what I'm saying here in just a moment here. False, Bill Gates depopulate with vaccinations, news conspiracy theory classic. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, in fact, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. If we do a really good job, there's the difference between 6 plus 3 is 9, right? So there's the differentiation that these people were making and that the mainstream media steps in and says that's not what he said. It's exactly what he said. He said if we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Is that what he said? It's exactly what he said. Go.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase
Okay, so I don't understand. I don't understand what these people don't understand. Or is it that they could be taking a gift that blindeth the eyes that the Word of God tells us not to do, the way that these useful idiots in the mainstream media continuously spew out concerning their propaganda? And it shows you that they're willing to sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver, because it's exactly what they did again, friends. And by the way, I could spend all day long just on these topics without a shadow of a doubt. all day long, just exposing the lies in the mainstream media, how you're told one thing and how it actually happened the opposite as to the way that they shared it with you. Folks, check out John 8:44. You'll understand completely as to what you're dealing with, friends. They are useful idiots without a shadow of a doubt. So, what I did this morning is I got up because some friends of mine that are in the fight with us, 1 Timothy 6:12, they actually took the time to get some information over to me. And by the way, I appreciate that, friends, if it's valid. Okay? And what I did is I noticed that there was a video of Joe Biden which resurfaced. And it resurfaced just recently concerning his crimes from 1988. I kid you negative. And what I named this article was Video Resurfaces. Just think if the American people would have impeached and prosecuted Joe Biden back in 1988 for his crimes, guess what? There would be no Joe Biden to deal with today. Okay? You know, we all know this. It says under Moses and the Ten Commandments, sitting under the visual inscripted stonework above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices in Washington, D.C. And it says right under him, where he's holding the two tablets, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. It says, justice guards our liberties. Now let me say this again, because I want this to sink in by revelation of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27. Okay? If the American people, if our parents would have impeached and prosecuted Joe Biden for his crimes back in 1988, there would be no Joe Biden to deal with today. And I'll tell you another thing that would have took place is we would have taught, our parents would have taught other politicians that want to commit crimes against we the people that they work for, the lesson that you are not going to violate or transgress the laws that God has bestowed upon us that keep us free any longer. And just to make sure it never happens again, well, we the people are going to take Joe Biden and we're going to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And we're going to set forth an example teaching others the fear of the Lord by bringing judgments upon the heads of the guilty. Okay? I just want to make sure everybody's with me on this, because mercy to this country is judgment upon the heads of the wicked. The American church has a completely upside down. They have a false version of love. They have a false version of mercy. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, and the list goes on. They are upside down. Put it up against Isaiah 59. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Now listen, as a national an international radio show host, I have to say that I just hate to say it, and I said this yesterday, but I'm going to say it again for our new listeners on our Saturday show across the country. I hate to say, I told you so. And how many times I've had to do this is beyond memory. I hate to say, I told you so. How many times have I shown the people the provisions that are found in the U.S. Constitution as if to sound like a broken record? Well, listen, if I sound like a broken record, it's only because you still haven't got the message yet in bringing forth the judgments upon the heads of the wicked, because you're still complaining about the same things that you were complaining about 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 15 years ago and 20 years ago. And yet you are the people, and I say this, friends, as a friend, you are the people that say that you want the resolve. You're the ones that get angry with me when I show you how to bring about the resolves. Okay? And how to bring about the resolve is 86% of you that profess to be Christians, if you would merely love the Lord the way that you declare that you love the Lord in keeping his commandments, Deuteronomy 8:11, in bringing forth judgment and justice upon the heads of the wicked, so that our posterity, as well as the rest in the remaining of our days on this planet, we could all know peace and righteousness. But Americans, you fail to understand that the responsibility lies at your door to deal with what's going on, because you already know that corrupt politicians are not going to prosecute each other because they're all appointed clowns in the circus of politics. And it's like the dog that keeps trying to chase its tail through circular reasoning. Read 1 Kings 13:33, because every single one of them are extorted, compromised men and women that are doing what they're told, working for special interest groups, and you all know what I'm telling you right now is absolutely true. Okay? So if you know what I'm telling you is true, then it's your responsibility to right the wrongs because you already know that they are not. And again, just to be safe here, friends, I'm talking about reformation. I'm not talking about a revolution. If you want to know who's trying to create a revolution, look at the people that you tolerate. Look at the 51, that's my last number, concerning the unconstitutional executive orders coming from this treasonous pedophile in the People's White House today. This is what the American people are submitting to now. And I'm here to remind you, the joke is not on them. The joke is on you. Because Joe Biden is a reflection of you, America. He is what? He is an example of what you tolerate, what you do nothing about but complain about. And I'm not talking about everybody here, but I'm talking about a good portion of you. Let me say it this way. What's hard about what we do, and I'm talking about in ministry, fighting the good fight of faith, is the fact that you hear the mass amount of the population, through experience, complain about what's going on in this country. And yet the doers of the word and not the hearers only deceiving themselves, like the 90%, are a very small, small percentage that are willing to stand up and do what the Lord has commanded them because they love him, not because they have to, just for the record. Okay? The hardest part is the fact that the people do nothing but sit and complain about the position that they themselves put themselves in. That's the hardest thing about ministry. People don't change. They've been taught by the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, to do nothing but complain. It's like back in the 80s, in the 90s. Remember the magazine? I don't even know if it's out anymore. Remember the Inquiring Minds Need to Know? And nobody ever believed a thing that the Inquirer magazine published? Well, this is what Inquiring Minds has raised up today because I hear it all over the place. People that sit there and talk according to the language and narrative that has been set by the corrupt. That's another question I need to ask you. Why is it, friends, that you allow them to set the narrative? Why is it that you allow the corrupt to set the narrative? Why is it that you don't trust? 11% approval rating, remember? Right? It's probably lower than that. Keep that in mind with old treasonous pedophile Joe there right now. Okay? But 94% of you don't believe the mainstream media. Why do you let them set the narrative if you know what they're doing is lying? There is no truth in them all the while. You know that. Why do you allow them to continuously set the narrative? Well, we're going to get to that as we continuously roll out here. I'm going to play some video by Joe Biden, but I want you to check this out. Might I remind you that when I'm talking about the corrupt, okay, and our responsibility, I'm not merely talking about just voting them out. I want to make clear as to what I'm saying here. Because Christians hide behind prayer as an excuse as to why they don't do anything, okay? And the conservatives and the said patriots, a good portion of you today, you hide behind, well, we'll just vote them out. No, you already see the massive voter fraud going on in this country. So you see that excuse isn't working either. So I want to make clear as to what I'm saying. I'll get right back to it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Texas officials are critical of the snowstorm crisis that's going on in the South. Here's the state's agricultural commissioner, Sid Miller, on Fox.
There's no excuse, you know, us Republicans, we run Texas. It's on our shoulders. We messed up. I'll just admit it.
Most of the state now has the electricity restored, but the big problem now is no water. The extended freeze has ruptured pipelines, and those who do have water are ordered to boil it.
We've got repairs to make. We've got weatherization issues. We've got to make sure that people have food and water.
That's Texas Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia speaking to reporters as she helps out at a food bank in Houston. In northern Oregon, the National Guard has been deployed after a week of snow and ice has trapped people inside with no power. This is USA Radio News. Federal agents have charged 9 so-called Oath Keepers with conspiracy, accusing them of spending months planning an attack on the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to halt the certification of President Biden's election win. The Justice Department leveled charges at 6 more Oath members of the Oath Keepers. They charged 3 others earlier in the investigation. Prosecutors said the 9 defendants worked together for months before the January 6 attack to coordinate plans, including shared transportation to Washington, D.C., and gathering before in the lobby of a Virginia hotel. Some of the members also allegedly discussed keeping a cache of weaponry outside the city. Authorities have arrested and charged more than 200 people for their roles in the January 6 attack, which left 5 people dead, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Also, 2 other police officers who were at the Capitol during the attack died of suicide in the days following. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yeah, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check us out on our social media platforms. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. You just heard during the break as to how some of these Oath Keepers are now being indicted for the overthrow of the Capitol. And I want you to pay close attention as to who this government is accusing of attempting to right the wrongs. Domestic terrorists defined by this government, 72 definitions by the Homeland Security after September 11th, is aimed at you, Americans, Christian constitutionalists. This government is aimed at you as domestic terrorists. They're labeling you as domestic terrorists. It's interesting how they are protecting someone that's guilty of treason, guilty of the act of pedophilia, selling out your country. Folks, this guy that's in the People's White House right now, literally, he's on some sort of drug. He's not there. He's an empty suit. Is what he is. He's a point man to do nothing more than to continuously attack your God-given rights. Don't ask me. Just pay attention to what he's doing, okay? But what they want to do is they want to demonize anybody that wants to deal with corruption in this government. And it shows you who they're zeroing in on, friends. And it's not corruption. It's anybody that would dare stand up against their corruption. That is, in fact, what's taking place in this country today. And don't kid yourself to think otherwise, friends, because, again, it's happening on your time. Now, I want to get back to this because I was just talking about, well, a video resurfacing. And I said, just think, if the American people would have impeached and prosecuted Joe Biden back in 1988 for his crimes against we the people, there would be no Joe Biden to deal with today. That's just how it works. And I want to remind you that I'm not talking about just merely voting him out. We hear the spineless capitulators today. Well, we'll get him around the next cycle. Oh, okay, so you're going to give him 4 more years to transgress the Constitution. I mean, that's ridiculous. Can you imagine a cop going inside of a store that's being robbed? And all of a sudden the cop just says, you know what, just when you're done, just let me know, because I just want to make sure you guys quit doing that, and we're just going to make sure that you quit doing that. So will you guys just please, you're done now, go out, go away, I'll just act like I never seen this. That's what the American people are like. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. This is America. Why? Because they don't understand, and I'm talking about a majority of you today, you have no sense of right and wrong. You make no distinction between right and wrong in making reference to God's moral law. Exodus 44:23. Read it when you get a moment. So when I'm saying that these people need to be dealt with, I'm not talking about wait until they're done transgressing the law, wait until they're done tearing down at what our veterans fought, bled, and died giving us? No, remove them for the smallest of misdemeanors, right? Isn't that what Article 2, Section 4 tells us? Absolutely, to impeach them. Folks, when they commit the crime, we are to deal with them immediately. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us that if they commit the crime, that you're to judge them according to the crime. And you're not to allow them more time to continue on, assailing and tearing away at our rights. That's not what they're there for, friends. As a matter of fact, just ask them. That's not what they're there for, but they all the while know why they're there. That's how they're getting rich, friends. It's not because they're working for you. It's because they're working for people that are tearing away at your God-given rights, and they're willing to play the Judas. Luke 22:48. Okay? I'm not merely just talking about impeaching them, just for the record. Okay? I'm not talking about voting them out. I'm talking about, again, going back to impeachment, not just impeaching them, Article 2, Section 4. I'm talking about impeaching them and then prosecuting them and setting them forth as an example that we, the people, will no longer tolerate their crimes, and then teaching others that want to take office after them the fear of God. Folks, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And by the way, what I just said is exactly what your said government's supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be restraining men from sin, violating God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. They're supposed to be maintaining order, not creating disorder. Okay? This is what you're seeing. They're supposed to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, but what are they doing? They're condemning the righteous and they're justifying the wicked. That is not a good place to put yourself in America. That's arbitrary, it's despotic, and it's tyrannical at every step. And that's exactly what we're seeing being played out in the face of the American people. So, folks, what we need to do is come to the realization that we are in a war, that we are under attack by the said legislators, by the said administration, and by the said judicial, okay? Because there's no question about it. I mean, if you look at the judicial, it seems like whatever works for the agenda to tear a down, to tear away at our Christian constitutional heritage, man, they take it up. But if it's there to ensure our rights, they'll have none of it. I mean, we see this all the time. And how many politicians have promised us to remove abortion? I mean, folks, for decades, administration, oh, you know what, I'm against it, I'm going to stop it, I'm going to do this. And it never does. It never stops. And they have, by the way, they have the power to stop it the very first day. They have the power to use the DOJ to criminalize those that are killing babies, actually dissecting babies and then harvesting baby parts. Oh, and I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about that's exactly what's going on in America. And 330 million people in this country know what's going on. So to sit there and try to justify anybody in Washington, D.C. that hasn't protested or put their foot down on the crime, I want to tell you why they're not doing it, because they're guilty of the crime. And if it wasn't true, why are we still here? That's just one topic. So it's not enough just to impeach these guys. It's enough to prosecute these guys. They need to be prosecuted, just like they're seeking right now to prosecute anybody that dares stands up against their corruption. You better understand. Hey, as a matter of fact, thank you, Lord, I can go back to this. Do you remember when that guy, going back to Planned Parenthood and proving that point and seeing it through? Do you remember when that individual from California actually took cameras inside of Planned Parenthood, and he busted Planned Parenthood on film. Do you remember that the Attorney General of the United States of America pressed charges against the guy that was doing the filming, exposing the crimes of Planned Parenthood? And it wasn't exposing the plans of Planned Parenthood alone. It was exposing all of the politicians in Washington, D.C. that have failed to put it to a halt and to prosecute those that have killed and murdered innocent babies in the womb. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. And just think about it. Now let's go to the people. It's still going on, people. Why are you letting 545 people in this country sanction the murder of innocent babies? You know what they use that blood money for, don't you? They use it for their re-campaign efforts. They use it for agencies to hire provocateurs, to send the brown shirts out. Are you naive to the fact of what is actually taking place in this country, friends? You know, it reminds me of Mengele when he said, the more that we do you... Mengele was a SS... He was a murderer. They called him the angel of death. He's guilty of heinous crimes. Okay? He said, the more that we do to the people in Germany, the less they believe that we're doing it. That's exactly where America's at today. Ooh. And if you don't want to listen to the word of God, you're going to either, you're going to be blessed in his salvation, liberation from sin, or you're going to be blessed in judgment, friends, because he's going to see to it that this country is judged. And that's exactly why this country is under judgment right now. If you don't want to deal with corruption to put a stop to the crimes against heaven and man, you better know that the Lord's going to judge what you failed to judge, and you're going to be a part of that judgment. That's just a fact. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4, tells us in Isaiah 26:9, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. You know, I mean, this country, you have been set so upon a mantle or a platform of deception that you in your minds have been desensitized so far that you show more compassion to the criminals than you do the victims. It's exactly what you've been conditioned under. And that is not mercy. No, that's, let me say this, that's stupidity. Because you're drawing the seed of violence nigh unto yourselves. Now, I want to highlight this one such criminal by the name of Joe Biden. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. I want a couple of your takes. I don't want no swearing. I don't want no expletives. I don't want any foul language, but I want to know what your take is on Joe Biden in office. Pro or con, it matters not. I want your take. I want 135 cities to hear what you have to say. Pro or con, it matters not. But if you call in pro, I'm going to hold you to the line. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this phone call, and then on the other side of this next break, I'm going to play some audio and video concerning the crimes of plagiarism and lying that caused Joe Biden back in 1988 to actually stand down. And he was given a pass. And now in 2021, look what we're dealing with, because mom and dad were too busy to deal with the corrupt. And it's the same thing we see their kids doing today. Too busy. Someone else will take care of it. Or the message coming from the professors and the churches, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. And I'm not going to go down that road right now. But I want a couple of you people to call me right now. And I want you to tell me your thoughts about Joe Biden being in the People's White House right now. I'm going to take Philip from Louisiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that question. I feel the same exact way about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Bill Gates. I believe that these people are dangerous, psychopathic criminals out to destroy our country as we know it. Brothers and sisters, recently I have been informed that I may have to take not one, but two vaccinations to keep my job to buy, sell, or trade. Nearly 1 year ago today, I woke up, took a shower, sang and praised the Lord Jesus, got dressed, and went to work. When I arrived and clocked in, my boss and manager informed me that beginning next month, I would have to wear a Mark of the Beast death mask, the word clock in buy, trade or sell. I objected immediately. I said vaccination is assassination. I said,
amen. Hey, Philip, I didn't mean to drop you. Call back, Phil. I'll let you finish out your thought on the other side. I got John calling in from California. Need one more. 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts about Joe Biden being in office today? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I did not mean to cut you off, Philip. Philip from Louisiana, go ahead and give us your thoughts, brother.
Yeah, recently my boss told me that I may have to take not one but two shots, that I need to be vaccinated to work 5, 12, 8, or so clock in. I'm not going to take that shot. I refuse to. I believe that vaccination is assassination. And yeah. I believe that Bill Gates and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and these people that's in the White House right now are dangerous, psychopathic criminals. When I arrived in Clock In recently, my manager informed me that beginning next month, and that was last year, that I would require to wear a Mark of the Beast death mask. And I objected immediately. I said that it's against my Christian beliefs. It's against my constitutional civil rights. Nevertheless, everyone was now required to rebreathe their own CO2, pathogens, viruses, and germs. Brothers and sisters. Not only that,
it's Phil, can I say something? I know you sound like you have your own pulpit, brother, and I appreciate you. I really do. But the fact of the matter is, this all reminds me of seeing a short video just about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, about the quarterback for one of the football teams going into the stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida, and Kamala Harris, her nephew was there, and she cried, he doesn't have a mask on. Well, someone seen right through it and showed the video, and then he also went to Florida state law only to find out that there is No, lots of violation of your 14th Amendment, my friend. So you can tell your state governor, you can tell him where to put his mask because it just is not mandated. It's not law. And they can play the wordplay all that they want to, my friend. But the fact of the matter is requirement is not law. They're asking you to adhere to their requests, and request is all they are, just for the record.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, not only does it force you to refeed your own CO2 and your own pathogens, it takes away one-third of your normal oxygen intake, and it's going to aggravate COPD, emphysema, any other kind of lung heart problems that you have. It's going to exacerbate it and make it even worse. And
that's
I tell you, I can't stand it. I wear a shield all the time, and I'm not going to it. I am not going to do that. You know, brother, management told me back then, oh, don't worry about it. It's all going to be for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep, I remember. Yep.
Right. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to stop listening to fearsay and hearsay and media say and propaganda say. Amen, brothers and sisters. Listen to all what Jesus say. Amen.
Amen. And then he hangs up on us. All right. Thank you, Phil. We appreciate that. Again, you know, last week we had one guy call in, I believe it was Wes from Indiana, say, you know what, I can't find that on the back of the mask box where it tells you that they don't work. So I just pulled it up right away for him, and I actually showed everybody that was on a social media platform exactly what it says. They don't work. I played this last week of Anthony Fauci, the little henchman that's on Bill Gates' board, who's driving the narrative somehow or another on a global scale right now, which humors me to no end, to the stupidity of the people that subject themselves to a guy like that. Mr. Depopulation is what we call him, the unqualified, the unelected, and he's setting the narrative. But we played some audio for you from none other than Anthony Fauci, where he said, masks, they don't really work. You don't need to wear them. What do you need to do that for? Of course not. Okay? What? So when he changes his mind, America, all of a sudden you change your mind? Now do you understand why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? Especially a guy like that? Okay. Well, you deserve what you got coming. We got John calling in from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you for speaking truth to power, brother. You know, when you ask the question about the Biden administration, I just look at it as the consequence of a post-Christian and post-factual America. That's where we're at. He's the epitome of that. You know, the fact that he somehow magically got 81 million votes, which is 12 million more votes than Barack Obama, I find that a little suspect. He's got no intersection of the fighting to start with. You know, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But even beyond that, brother, a friend of mine who's a pastor out in New Mexico, Gordon Runyon, he gave a sermon a couple of weeks back. You know, somebody had asked him about, hey, what do we do under an illegitimate government? And his answer was, well, this government has been illegitimate for God knows how long.
Yep.
And I agree with him on that. So, I mean, the Biden administration would be the epitome of illegitimacy. But even that, like Trump, you could say, in my view, is sort of the best of the worst. You know, I'm a Trump supporter. I'll say that. But sort of almost at default, because the rest of them were so God awful, you know, and a nation that allows for the slaughter of innocent babies that you and I are paying for decades on end, uninterrupted, sending money overseas to do this crime against humanity. This is utterly illegitimate.
Yeah,
so those are
John,
my basic thoughts, brother.
Yeah, that's, and I appreciate your thoughts here. Where are you in California? I'm just curious.
I'm in the Los Angeles area of Burbank.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and actually, my congressman is Adam Schiff.
Okay, well, you need to go deal with that guy. Wow, I mean, you are in it, aren't you, knee-deep?
Yes.
Knee-deep. Amen. I appreciate your thoughts, and I would just say this in ending, and I'm going to drop you and pick up another one. Thank you for your call, John. Every country deserves the government that they have. That's exactly right. So we can, again, I'm not backhanding John in any sense of the word. I'm just, again, laying the responsibility at our own feet, saying, wait a second, if it's been this way for this long, it's because we've allowed it to go this long and go this far. Let me ask you the question, friends. How much further can we go backwards? How much more road do you think, in your mind, we can continuously kick the can down the road? How much more road is there left? Because I can tell you right now, You can see the specificity of God in where he's at with this country by the judgments that are being pronounced on us today. John Calvin said, and I'm speaking to my friend John from California, he said when God means to judge a wicked people, he appoints wicked rulers. This guy is not a representative. He is a point man, 1 Kings 13:33. He's doing what he's told, just like the rest of them. And if you think for one moment, in any sense of the word, what I said was untrue, then let me ask you the next question. Who are they working for? Because it's not we the people. I'm going to take Jeff from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Brother Bradley, what's even more scarier than the Biden-Harris prostitutes up there is the people that are out here that are following these idiots like they are bread from heaven. They do anything and everything they say. They wear their masks. You see them driving down the road by themselves with a mask on in their own car. They run and they if you're without a mask, they get 6 feet away and watch you like you're going to attack them.
Yeah, like you're diseased or something, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a doctor now, I don't believe he's from America, but he's trying to make people on a global scale aware of the fact that Adolf Hitler, the way that he got the people to turn on the Jews first, then his, you know, the gypsies and the dissidents afterwards, is he convinced the people that the Jews were diseased. Mm-hmm. And people, you better wake up to what's going on in this country, because we've already had Bill Gates come out and accuse anti-vaxxers of killing children. We're going to be talking about more of that in just a couple minutes on the second hour here of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But you better understand that what's being played out in America today is directly from the Third Reich playbook to a T. I'll let you finish, Jeff.
One thing that they used the 1909 Spanish flu as an example of a pandemic, like comparing it to now. Well, what they don't tell you is that they had a mask mandate in the 1909 pandemic of the Spanish flu. More people caught bacterial pneumonia from wearing the mask than actually died from the Spanish flu.
Yeah. Yeah, people are backwards. They're confused because they're not seeking it out for themselves. They're waiting for the next orders to fall from the lips of and from the unqualified, Mr. Depopulation and his henchmen and the WHO and the confused CDC, rather than knowing for themselves. Listen, there's plenty of doctors out there, friends, that are telling you the truth, and it's interesting that you run into a majority of them that are feeding off the mainstream media. Again, Jeff, for the millionth time, let's say they don't believe the media, but they act accordingly. They're holding the truth in unrighteousness. So with that said, thank you to my friend Jeff in Tennessee. By the way, we just got back from Tennessee last month from preaching in Tennessee to a packed house. And it's interesting, if you preach, they will come. And that's what the church should be doing right now. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Dan, we got about 2 minutes. I'll give it to you. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, yeah, you know, I stopped at a gas station this morning and, you know, there's 20 people in there. They all got masks on and they're all looking at me like in fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I see a guy there and I'm standing there and I asked him, and I think this is what we need to do. And I said, you know, buddy, this has been going on for a year. Have you done any research on what's going on? Or you just blindly believe that? I said, you know, they robbed a year of your life.
Yep, that's right.
And you're just going to sit here and comply?
That's what they're doing.
Come on, man.
Yeah. And, I got a hard break, Dan. I'll hold you over to the next hour. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, hour two coming up. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.